InfoWars Nightly News. It's Tuesday, June 17, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, police violence against Americans is ignored by the government. But border control agents get new restrictions on using force on illegal immigrants. And more evidence our government runs a terrorist with ISIS being secretly trained by the United States for years. Then, the transgenic modification of honeybees begins. What could possibly go wrong? All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, we've got a constant stream of illegals flooding the border in the Rio Grande region. Border agents report not being able to do their job. They're totally overwhelmed because they're too busy changing dirty diapers. They can't patrol the border. And now agents have even more restrictions placed upon them. The U.S. Border Patrol is going to be putting in place new policies to restrict the use of force by agents. Under the new restrictions, Border Patrol agents will be required to avoid situations where deadly force may be used. Examples include refraining from blocking moving vehicles' paths or firing at rock throwers unless they're in imminent danger. These agents will additionally be trained on how to carry and use lighter weapons while also facing restrictions on taser use. So Border Patrol agents are saying that their lives are literally being put in danger every single day, and now they're being used as pawns in a political game. Now, these policies were likely prompted after what was called a scathing review by the LA Times, saying that the agents were using deadly force on children who were throwing rocks at them. But as Breitbart points out, in April, rocks can be very deadly. They show pictures here of just how harmless rock throwing can actually be. Of course, this is ridiculous because if you were anywhere else in the country, throwing big boulders and splitting open cops' heads and busting their car windows and stuff, of course, cops are going to be using deadly force. But here at the border, they're being told to just back off. And if there are cars rushing the border, just back off. Just let them come through. If the rock throwers are coming, just, you know, don't even use your taser on those people. Meanwhile, here in America, this is how the cops treat American citizens. This is a cop throwing a 19-year-old woman to the ground and then punching her in the stomach. This attack occurred on Sunday at Pittsburgh's Pride in the Street Festival. Now, the cop said in his police complaint that he punched Ariel Lothar in the abdomen several times to distract her enough so that he could handcuff her. Now, the cops are not punching any of those illegal aliens in the gut to try and distract them from jumping over the border. You know, nope, they're going to reserve that deadly force or use of force for girls in rainbow socks at the Gay Pride Festival. So this is basically how you're getting treated here in the streets of America, while people who are breaching the border illegally are getting the VIP treatment. And in fact, now they're even being given the right to vote in addition to all of those welfare benefits. At least, you know, if that's what this one Democratic senator, if he gets his way, this is a new legislative proposal from Democratic Senator Gustavo Rivera of New York. Basically, this is just proving what everyone has been really complaining about this whole time, saying this influx of illegals will be used to dilute the libertarian and conservative voter bloc, as well as the increase, the burden it's going to have on government spending. Well, here, Rivera says the main objective of the New York Is Home Act will give illegal immigrants the right to vote, but it also establishes a kind of second-tiered citizenship on a state level in which illegal immigrants can apply for tuition assistance, health insurance, and driver's and professional licenses, among other benefits. Now, of course, the chances of this going through are slim, but it reveals the end game for Democrats, of course, because amid all of the failures, Democrats must offset their losses at the voter base. Now, to quote Franklin D. Roosevelt, this article quotes him saying, "In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way." Now, of course, we know that it's been planned that way because we've been reporting about how FEMA has been making requests for the supplies to take care of all of these illegal aliens for more than a year now. So, of course, Nothing happens by accident in politics. Now, Friday, Alex Jones reported on Iraq and really kind of brought it all together and how these ISIS soldiers were trained by the West, you know, just like Al-Qaeda. Well, now WorldNet Daily is reporting on that in further detail, more specifically saying members of ISIS were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in Jordan. According to Jordanian officials, dozens of ISIS members were trained at the time as part of covert aid to the insurgents targeting the Assad regime in Syria. Now, supposedly, all ISIS members were vetted for any links to Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups. I wonder what that vetting looked like. Oh, are you an extremist? No. Okay, good. You're in. We need you here on our Al-Qaeda team. Now, we've been reporting. They've backed and they've trained the Syrian rebels. They trained and backed the opposition in Ukraine. They trained and backed Al-Qaeda. I mean, you would think that they would have learned by now that they don't want to be sharing this expertise with extremists unless, of course, they want the weapons to fall in the wrong hands. Now, Alex Jones predicted this very thing was going to be happening.
When, quote, government screwed up in the past or in any other country for that matter, the people responsible for it resign or go to jail. But nowadays, the answer is give us more funding. And that's what Hillary Clinton said. That's why whenever FEMA ordered the police to stand down during Katrina on Bush's watch, FEMA then got even more funding saying, we need more power. They've engineered that into the system. It's just an amazing level of corruption. But you see, watching the Senate hearings with Hillary, only part of it is being covered. Because our government armed the Libyan Al-Qaeda rebels out of Saudi Arabia, who first came from Saudi Arabia and other countries, into Benghazi 2 years ago to destabilize and take down Libya. They were on the BBC saying, next stop, Damascus, Syria. They've been there. They've been given heat-seeking missiles. Some numbers are as high as 15,000. Most numbers are around 12,000. 10,000 of those heat seekers, pretty high tech. Take down any jet airliner you want. They've been attacking jet airliners, shooting them up. Passenger liners. And then the media thinks you're so stupid, they go, we have to give our rights up and invade all over Africa and Algeria and Mali because Al-Qaeda's there. And then our criminal occupied government uses that as a pretext with NATO and France to invade Mali and Algeria and other areas. I mean, it's amazing. We predicted 4 years ago in the Obama deception they would use Al-Qaeda that they control to invade all over Africa, because we know how they operate, and we saw the buildup of AFRICOM.
Breaking tonight, a troubling report on the terror group now in control of a third of Iraq. Today, we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles. They are powerful enough to take down a commercial airliner.
An explosion triggered a fire at a major gas pipeline today. This was in the Ukraine, and it's the largest consumer gas pipeline serving Europe through the Ukraine, stretching 2,800 miles out of Siberia. Now, according to witnesses, flames from the ruptured pipeline reached 200 meters high. It's still not clear if the explosion was an accident or deliberate. But of course, this incident follows just on the heels of Russian energy company Gazprom cutting off gas supplies on Monday. This was in response to Ukraine missing some payments. They said an installment of nearly $2 billion was due for past deliveries. Now, this isn't the first suspicious rupture of the pipeline. Another was reported in May, with experts reportedly finding evidence of remotely controlled explosives at that site. Now, the pipeline was constructed during the Soviet era and was considered a threat to the hegemony of Western oil interests. But of course, this is all suspiciously timed, because not only did Russia just cut off the gas supply to the Ukraine, but earlier this year, Ukrainian radicals threatened to blow up the pipeline from Russia. But also suspicious, you know, the Ukraine is going to be just fine, because don't forget, Joe Biden's son is now on the board of Ukraine's largest gas producer, Burisma Holdings. So I'm sure that somebody there is going to step up to replenish the supply to Europe. Well, the IRS says it's lost even more emails. Now it's not just Lois Lerner's emails that are missing, but they say six more employees that are involved in the targeting of the conservative groups. They can't produce the emails from those employees either. Now, this news has, of course, further inflamed the Republicans who are investigating the scandal, because the IRS has known for months that it wouldn't be able to produce these emails that it says were lost in a computer crash. Now, they were charged in a statement that the IRS is attempting to cover up the fact that it conveniently lost key documents in the investigation. Well, of course they lost these key documents, because what do they prove? Well, they show that in the final weeks of the campaign season, the Obama IRS worked with the FBI to advance a scheme to criminally prosecute conservative organizations. Now, Judicial Watch has been vital in uncovering these documents through their FOIA requests, basically busting this IRS scandal wide open. Now, the emails show that IRS officials, including the former head of tax-exempt groups, Lois Lerner, discussing the possibility of bringing criminal charges against Tea Party groups for engaging in political activity. Didn't know that was a crime. Now, in fact, the document showed Lerner wanted to make an example out of someone with charges in order to chill all of the groups in the Tea Party movement. Now, this is in addition to the release that showed that Lerner had a database of tax-exempt organizations sent to the FBI just before the 2010 midterm elections. Now, it's been reported that that database included legally protected taxpayer information. Now, emails show Lerner and DOJ Election Crimes Branch official Richard Pilger discuss what format the FBI prefers when it comes to receiving information for this investigation. It says, "Thanks, Lois. FBI says raw format is best because they can put it right into their systems like Excel." Now, this was in a 2010 email that Pilger wrote to Lerner. Now, this revelation likely means that the IRS, including possibly Lois Lerner, violated federal tax law by transmitting this information to the Justice Department in 2010. So it just keeps getting worse for this administration. But of course, that's what happens when it is rotten to the core. And what did Lois Lerner have to say about these supposed computer crash that deleted all these files? She said, "Sometimes things just happen, you know?" And that's exactly what I'm going to tell the IRS agent who calls me this next tax season wanting to know where all of my documents are. And I'm going to say, "Well, they got lost in a computer crash, man. I don't know. Things just happen, you know? Let's see if that flies." But of course, I'm just a lowly American citizen. I don't work for the goons at the IRS, so I'll probably be thrown in prison if I try to say, "Some things just happen, you know?" Now, the House says it's going to be punishing the IRS with a 15% cut to their budget. It's about $1.5 billion less than what Obama had asked for. Now, they say the goal is to keep the tax agency focused on its core duties and eliminate efforts to judge the political activities of tax-exempt groups and break its implementation of Obamacare. The House Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers said, "The bill focuses cuts on lower priority or poor performing agencies, such as the scandal-plagued and inefficient Internal Revenue Service." Total burn on his part. But of course, this will never really take effect because it's not going to pass. The democratically controlled Senate is not going to continue fighting this war on behalf of the American people. Now, coming up, the Bo Bergdahl swap is just another scandal plaguing this administration. It's raised a lot of questions, including just what did Michael Hastings know about Bo Bergdahl? Now, that's coming up. And we're going to speak with a beekeeper about a new genetically modified honeybee and what that could possibly mean for the dying off of the bee population. All that and more is coming up right after this.
My Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
One year ago from today, I received an email from Michael Hastings, and in that email, it talked about how the FBI was after him and for his close friends and associates to be on the lookout for them as well. When I got that email, it was kind of odd because Mike never really emailed me back or sent me emails like that. It was always like, hey, how you doing? So I kind of got a red flag. It felt weird. Hours later, I get a call that night, and come to find out, Mike's car blew up. And he was dead.
Meantime, there are questions multiplying today about the mysterious death of award-winning journalist Michael Hastings.
Now, there's many speculations behind the death of Michael Hastings, but the way Mike was, he was on to so many hot stories at once that it was kind of hard to find out what it was at the time that he was on to. Because at the end of the email, it says, I'm on to a big story. I'm going to go underground for a little while, basically, and, you know, hopefully I see you guys soon. Well, here we are now, it's 2014, and it's a year later, and in 2012, Mike wrote a story for Rolling Stone, The Last Prisoner of War, about Bo Bergdahl. And in the article, he's talking about a soldier who's disillusioned, who is disgusted with America, and walks off of his base. But no one pays any attention in this article whatsoever. Well, come to find out, after numerous FOIA quests from two different investigative journalists, out of L.A., we now know that indeed the FBI had been investigating Michael Hastings for a year up to his death. They had bugged him and been tracking him. So why are they lying? You know, in Michael's article, it says that the soldiers were given non-disclosures to sign and were not allowed to talk about it. So what Michael did was he went to Haley, Idaho. He spoke with Bob Bergdahl, Bo's father. And what Bob did was show Michael some emails that he had been getting from his son in Afghanistan just maybe a month or so after being there, said that he thought the army was disgusting, that this was a crappy war, and that if things didn't, you know, get interesting, he would just walk away. And now we know that that's what happened. You know, Michael knew when he wrote this back in 2012 that this would be a big story and could be the end of the Afghanistan war if the government used Bo as a pawn, so to say.
I think this is the most significant and undercovered story about the war in Afghanistan from an American perspective. It's a story about the only prisoner of war who's left in these two wars. First, the government angle. And it was unprecedented, the sort of wall of silence they tried to create over the Bo Bergdahl case. They made everybody in the brigade sign a non-disclosure agreement not to talk about Bo Bergdahl.
So now we know that Mike went and spoke to Bob Bergdahl, and he also went to Afghanistan and spoke to soldiers from Bo's unit while they were in Afghanistan. So once we got that FBI document back from the FOIA request, it said that the reason that Michael was being investigated was due to what the FBI considered controversial journalism. Now, whatever that means, you know, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows what controversial journalism is. If journalism isn't controversial, then what's the point? Here we are a year later, and I sure think that this was more than just an accident. You know, a car doesn't just explode and then crash. It's very odd. Michael wasn't one of those guys who drove around recklessly. I mean, all this information we're hearing from people only leads down one way, and that this was a setup by the government to silence Hastings. And that's the only possible outcome I can see in the situation. You know, all I can say now is that we lost a great reporter, a journalist, and I lost a friend.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've covered extensively colony collapse disorder and this mysterious die-off of the honeybee population. Well, it has just been reported that a major breakthrough in the efforts to genetically modify honeybees has been reported. Scientists were able to create a honeybee that contained a foreign gene. In this case, it was one that made some of the cells in the honeybee glow. Now, this is a first in bee research. We have seen them, they've been able to make glowing kittens and glowing pigs. Now, the researchers weren't able to establish a colony of genetically modified bees, but they only showed that genetically manipulated queens could produce genetically modified drones in the lab. So basically, it was proof that their concept could work further. So, of course, a dwindling bee population is going to be devastating for the future of mankind. If there are no bees, there is no pollination, and of course, the food supply will suffer. And this is kind of what's created this whole problem. The genetically modified crops could be adding to the die-off of the honeybees. But today I'm going to be speaking with Marcus Hill. He is an apiculturist and a research scientist. And we're going to be talking about just what these genetically modified bees could mean for a dying bee population. So, Marcus, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Leanne.
So you've been an apiculturist and a researcher a little over 8 years now. What have you been noticing with the bee populations?
Well, there's been a lot of reports of colony collapse disorder and things like that, a lot of invasive species from all over the planet, everything from varroa mites to small hive beetles, and, of course, all the attendant diseases that come along from industrial-sized agriculture. When you have a mass influx of colonies, say, pollinating almond orchards, and then those colonies are then spread across from Northern California across the country, taking those pests and diseases with them, it's created quite an issue for honeybee operations on large and small scales, as well as feral populations. Everything from pesticide exposure to cell phone radiation exposure to just, like I said, invasive species to just the natural, deterioration of the bee as it's overworked on an industrial scale all play a part in what's called colony collapse disorder at this point.
Right, and because this is now, I guess, such a huge issue, scientists are now kind of developing ways to genetically modify the bees so that they can manufacture their consent into their, you know, newly adapt into their environment. What do you think about these new GM bees?
Well, it's been a long time in the works. Since the genome of the honeybee was mapped in 2006, there's been a problem in having the transgenic qualities express themselves in the germ line stem cells of the honeybee itself. So what these researchers did, Christina Schulte et al., were able to piggyback the gene expression, basically a phosphorescence in this case, and inject that with some modified RNA into a fertilized egg. That fertilized egg was then placed in, and this has happened with many replicates, they got about a 20% success rate, I think. That fertilized egg was placed in a queenless colony. And so the worker bees in there fed that developing larva exclusively royal jelly, which allowed that fertilized egg to develop into a queen bee. That queen bee then was induced to lay unfertilized eggs because it had not been mated, so it could only lay unfertilized eggs. But those drones then had that genetic expression, the glow in the dark quality, and they were able to carry that through their semen into the next generation, thereby opening up essentially Pandora's box in the sense that these transgenic expressions can be created throughout reproductive process, meaning that as these virgin queens go out and get mated, if they're mated with a transgenic drone, they're going to have that transgenic sequence in themselves, pass it on to their progeny, etc. So it's kind of like cracking the dam as well as cracking the code, you know?
Right, exactly. I guess that was my concern, is what happens if these bees are then begin mating with just your average honeybee? There's no turning back.
Exactly. And one of the interesting things in the abstract that's available online for this research study experiment was that the average beekeeper should be able to employ these methods and create their own transgenic lines. But of course, as honeybees are naturally mated in a lot of cases, those genetics, whatever they decide to put in, wherever, will find its way into the overall structure eventually, and God knows what mutations will result as from those.
Right, exactly. And so obviously they're not trying to make phosphorescent bees. What do you think, what sort of science are they trying to come up with here? What do you think would be a valuable additive for the bees?
Well, in a lot of respects, they're looking into improving their immune systems. In nature, a honeybee's immunology is dependent a lot on propolis, which is tree sap. So they bring in this tree sap, which is antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, and they coat their inner hive with it. Modern industrial beekeeping tries to phase out that propolis because it's very difficult for beekeepers to crack through it all as they're managing all these hives. And so that has played a part in weakening immune system as well as the pesticides, etc. So they're trying to figure out ways to bolster a honeybee's immune system, and it sounds well and good too. It opens up a great opportunity to understand better the biology of the honeybee, of social insects, of haploid, diploid insects, and the world of possibilities is, well, it's a brave new world of possibilities, I guess we should say.
Right. Well, we're hearing now they've got, you know, genetically modified bananas that they're going to start feeding to some African populations that are vitamin A deficient. And so they're going to now have these bananas that have vitamin A. But we've also been hearing a lot how they're hoping to have vaccines implanted in these bananas so that they can just, you know, the kid can eat a banana and become vaccinated. Is this some technology that we can see them using in the future with bees, where bees can pollinate the plants and it'll already sort of pollinate it with whatever it is they're hoping to improve our health with?
Well, I don't know if the bees themselves could pass on some type of vaccine, but if the plants obviously have that built in, they will cross-pollinate with others and propagate that genetic line within the plants, of course. Along with GMOs, the first genetically modified organism, or plant rather, was the tobacco plant back in 1982, and that was to affect the tobacco plant's immunology as well. And now, recently, they've found the tobacco ring spot virus replicating in honeybees. I know InfoWars carried a story on that as well a while back, but it's really kind of scary in a lot of respects, because they don't know what's going to happen as a result of putting a vaccine in a banana or a phosphorescence in a drone. You know, it doesn't really, you can't map out those kind of effects. So.
Right, exactly. And honeybees are, you know, the perfect God expression, really. But I guess my concern here is that we see a lot about, you know, Monsanto or these other companies patenting their seeds. Well, what happens if they now create these genetically modified bees and then, you know, they cross-pollinate, they procreate with other bees, and then all of a sudden now are the bees patented? I don't, you know, how do we control that?
Exactly. That's a big concern, you know, of mine as well. Where do the property rights of the beekeeper come into play if those genetic expressions wind up in somebody's bee that they've spent generation after generation trying to breed in a certain way for certain traits? What happens then, you know? And where are the quote-unquote natural beekeepers, those who wouldn't use a transgenic strain? Where do their rights come into play? So it's going to be a lot of interesting questions and a lot of debate in the future, and I encourage everyone to be very, very vocal in that debate.
Well, exactly, because here we have, you know, some countries or states that are saying, you know, we don't want genetically modified crops in our countries and in our states, but here, this is something that they can't really control, where the bees are going to go, where they're going to pollinate. There is no way to control the spread of that. That's their job. That's what they do. So what next?
Exactly. And in this particular case with this transgenic drone, they didn't create a full colony of bees, but like I said, that germline stem cell furtherance of those genetic traits is now a very viable reality for just about anyone who wants to pursue it.
So right. It was a giant leap forward in their testing. I mean, they've been working to try and see if they could actually do this, and now they've been able to. So that's the next step, is to see if they can actually create a colony.
Right.
What other sort of improvements? Well, so what can people do to learn more about natural beekeeping and, you know, kind of stay in touch with you?
Well, feel free to email me at hillshoneybees@hotmail.com. It's H-I-L-L-S, honeybees@hotmail.com. I don't currently have a website. I'm kind of busy as I possibly can be in the springtime with honeybees and research and all of that. But I look forward to reading any emails and would be happy to provide any expertise or knowledge that I can, or hopefully steer people in the right direction. Try to get involved with your own local beekeepers associations. Talk to them about your concerns. A lot of them may not be aware that this type of research and this breakthrough has come about. So, like I said, just be vocal and keep researching yourselves.
Absolutely. And don't destroy any bee colonies that you might find hiding in your walls.
Please, yes, call a beekeeper. They'd be happy to come and get them, probably for free. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for bringing this story to our attention.
Oh, no problem, Leanne. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please become a member of Prison Planet TV. We give you instant access to all of our special reports, the movies, our rants and ebooks, of course, the Alex Jones Show live. And best of all, you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. That's 11 people getting instant access to all of the information that you need to help us fight the info war. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
So, I mean, I just had a few questions. We're out here doing this investigation of the illegal immigration. They come here, they're being picked up by these church groups, they're being housed in military facilities. So, yeah, I know it's nothing new for them to come across the border, but, you know, the influx, where do you think the real influx started?
Well, we're just seeing a huge influx in children and women, as well as the males, but, I mean, you know, we don't hear too much about the males being released.
Right.
It's all word of mouth, man. It's all, they're all calling back home and saying, hey, you know, come on over. They're giving us free passes to come in.
What are you guys doing to help, keep the diseases or the sickness to a minimum? Are you guys giving them any type of, medication in your facilities?
Absolutely. Yeah. If whoever is, gonna be detained, they go through a lengthy screening process. Going through chest x-rays, check for tuberculosis, things of that nature. And, they're treated for the most part. Those people are mandatory detention. Mm-hmm. And see, that's where most of our bed space goes, for mandatory detention. Therefore, that's the reason why a lot of these females being released. You know, there isn't enough bed space. And it all comes down to Congress and the budget and money.
Right.
You
know, it's all about money.
It's all about money. It's all Congress, man. It's all, you know, that's where all in Washington. It's where all the shots are called, man, you know.
Now, as an American citizen yourself, do you have any concerns with the large number of people coming in for any reason, whether it's concerns about bringing diseases over or gang affiliation or just any concern? Do you have any concern about these people coming over in mass numbers?
As an American, who wouldn't have any type of concern?
Right.
I mean, these are paramount, man. You know, not only that, medical benefits. You know that these people are being given. You know, it's pretty far out, man. Considering we have people here at home that need to.
Just give me a final message to the American people, not so much to any particular politician, but if you could talk to the American people directly about this issue, what would you say to them?
Put pressure on Congress.
Elaborate on that.
Well, Congress is the ones that determine the money. They're the ones that determine where the money is allocated. They determine everyone's budget. And without a larger budget, we can't do more. If you staff more people at the border, you're going to catch more people.
Mm-hmm.
If you take more people away from the border, you're not going to catch many people.
I definitely appreciate your time and your willingness to speak to us on this issue. And I hope you guys get the help and the assistance that you need to secure our nation's border.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.